Happy Monday, everybody. We're excited to be joined on the WTMJ hotline by gold medalist and ESPN Madison radio guy, Matt Hamilton. Matt, it's so good to catch up. How are you?
Doing great. A little tired still, but I'll bounce back.
Tell us about this weekend. How'd it go with your sister?
It's great. Yeah, we had a week-long mixed doubles tournament in Traverse City, Michigan. Started the tournament 1-2, and we kind of figured three losses would be eliminating. So I ended up, with our backs against the wall, and we're able to run the table and win the national championship.
What's it like competing with a sister? Do you guys get along well? I mean, I think I'd be fighting like cats and dogs with my brothers.
Well, we've got our moments. It's not all daisies and daffodils, that's for sure. But we are able to bounce back pretty quick from it because we have grown up together and know each other's tendencies. Like, my sister likes to say really snide things to get under my skin, where I'm a little more direct. So, but we get over it. We realize we have to continue to compete and play well together. And you know, it's definitely a sibling thing, but I think it works well.
Does she motivate you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't let my little sister be better than me at curling, so I have to keep trying to be better. So, and I'm failing right now because she probably is better. If you just ask our parents. but it's good. It's nice to have someone in the family that one is can motivate me to like want to play better and be better because, you know, I'm her teammate, but also have somebody regular to like practice with and who I've got like a lot of trust in. So if I feel like something's going wrong with my slide or how I'm throwing the stone, she can give me some input that I can really take to heart. So it's really beneficial to have a super elite level talent sister as a curler and a teammate.
Which do you cherish more, the seven national championships you have or the one gold medal?
I'd say the gold medal.
It's the gold medal. Yeah, the gold. Like, don't get me wrong, it's fun winning the national championships, but no, not that many people tuned in. Like, but when it's the Olympic gold medal, you got millions or, you know, possibly even a billion people tuning in to watch the Olympics. So it's got to be the Olympic gold medal.
Where's the medal right now?
The Olympic gold medal,
yeah.
Sock drawer at home.
Wow.
Sock drawer?
Yeah, that's like the trope is no one's ever going to steal your socks. So that's why you put it in a sock in your sock drawer. It's like an Olympian thing.
When was the last time you wore it?
Oh, honestly, I bring it out for events pretty often. Like the ribbon's seen much better days. I probably wore it a couple weeks ago. Actually, a couple weeks ago, and I was down at the Waste Management Open. I brought it down with a group of people that brought me down there, and I was like, well, the only reason I'm here is the gold medal. So, I did wear it for a little bit down there, and I used it as a ball mark on the golf course.
Oh, that's hilarious. You raise a really good point, though. Can you get the ribbon replaced, or what happens if you were to lose the medal? How can you get it taken care of?
Well, the medal is not something that can be replaced. The ribbon, they've got some like replica medals where I could probably steal a ribbon off of that and attach it. The medal was starting to have a little wear on it. I actually took it to the local jeweler and they had to use like gold and like welded it more securely than it was.
Wow.
If you believe it. So I've had to doctor it up the medal a little bit already. And again, it's because I like sharing it and I like bringing it around. Like, people love to meet an Olympian, but they really love to see a gold medal.
We're talking to curling medalist.
Icon, yeah.
Medalist, gold medalist, Matt Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, I was just Googling that competition, and I couldn't find the results. But you're really putting it on the map, right? I mean, I saw Michael Phelps went through the same thing with swimming. I think curling is becoming more and more popular, but how do we get you more on the radar for everyone with these competitions other than every 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, we're, other than myself just trying to promote it on my own social media when I go away to these events, but it's probably how I try and do my part. There's obviously a national championship every year and a world championship every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun to be able to put the, you know, the United States on your back and represent the country. But yeah, it doesn't get as much love, I think, but it's, you know, it's not the Olympics. The Olympics is every 4 years and it's all winter sports. So whether you're a snowboarding fan or a ice skating fan or a hockey fan, like, you're tuning in and you might catch some curling and then you're like, well, this is a weird game. I don't understand how this works. And you kind of just get captivated by it. So I do think part of the Olympics and that draw is the fact that you kind of stumble into curling and then realize this isn't so bad to watch. I'm going to tune in and watch this crazy dude with long hair Swiffer some ice in front of a rock.
I remember in Wausau when I was covering it as a reporter, it is probably the most intense sporting location I'd been to. Like, everybody is, you can hear a pin drop. People are really screaming at just the moments when you let it go.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird game in the sense where you really have to enjoy getting yelled at to play because they, I don't know if it's necessarily tradition or if it's just more motivating, but they just like to scream at the top of their lungs
to make sure you're
sweeping as hard as you can.
He's from McFarland. He's an Olympic gold medalist. You can hear him on ESPN Madison every day. Matt, so good to catch up. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for calling me and having me on your show.